Hello, I'm R.L. Stine. Our classic Goosebumps story is called Stay Out of the Basement. Dr. Brewer is doing a little plant testing in his basement. Nothing to worry about. Harmless, he says. But Margaret and Casey Brewer are worried about their father, especially when they meet some of the plants he is growing down there. Then they notice their father is developing plant-like tendencies. In fact, he's becoming distinctly weedy and seedy. Is it just part of Dr. Brewer's harmless experiment? Or does Dad have more than just a green thumb? Listener beware, you're in for a scare.
Scholastic Audio presents Stay Out of the Basement, a Goosebumps classic story by R.L. Stine. Read by Elizabeth Morton. Casey followed her into the narrow strip of shade cast by the low ranch-style house.
I'm not sure exactly what happened, Margaret continued, still half-whispering, but I overheard Dad on the phone. I think he was talking to Mr. Martinez, his department head, remember? The quiet little man who came to dinner that night the barbecue grill caught fire?
Casey nodded.
Martinez fired Dad? Probably, Margaret whispered. From what I overheard, it had something to do with the plants Dad was growing, some experiments that had gone wrong or something. But Dad's real smart, Casey insisted, as if Margaret were arguing with him. If his experiments went wrong, he'd know how to fix them.
Margaret shrugged.
That's all I know, she said. Come on, Casey, let's go inside. I'm dying of thirst.
She stuck her tongue out and moaned, demonstrating her dire need of liquid.
You're gross, Casey said.
He pulled open the screen door, then dodged in front of her so he could get inside first.
Who's gross? Mrs. Brewer asked from the sink.
She turned to greet the two of them.
Don't answer that.
Mom looks very tired today, Margaret thought, noticing the crisscross of fine lines at the corners of her mother's eyes and the first strands of gray in her mother's shoulder-length brown hair.
I hate this job, Mrs. Brewer said, turning back to the sink.
What are you doing?
Casey asked, pulling open the refrigerator and removing a box of juice.
I'm deveining shrimp.
Yuck!
Margaret exclaimed.
Thanks for the support, Mrs. Brewer said dryly.
The phone rang. Wiping her shrimpy hands with a dish towel, she hurried across the room to pick up the phone. Margaret got a box of juice from the fridge, popped the straw into the top, and followed Casey into the front hallway. The basement door, usually shut tight when Dr. Brewer was working down there, was slightly ajar. Casey started to close it, then stopped.
Let's go down and see what Dad is doing, he suggested.
Margaret sucked the last drops of juice through the straw and squeezed the empty box flat in her hand.
Okay.
She knew they probably shouldn't disturb their father, but her curiosity got the better of her. He had been working down there for 4 weeks now. All kinds of interesting equipment, lights, and plants had been delivered. Most days he spent at least 8 or 9 hours down there, doing whatever it was he was doing, and he hadn't shown it to them once.
Yeah, let's go, Margaret said. It was their house, too, after all.
Besides, maybe their dad was just waiting for them to show some interest. Maybe he was hurt that they hadn't bothered to come downstairs in all this time. She pulled the door open the rest of the way, and they stepped onto the narrow stairway.
Hey, Dad!
Casey called excitedly.
Dad, can we see?
They were halfway down when their father appeared at the foot of the stairs.
He glared up at them angrily, his skin strangely green under the fluorescent light fixture. He was holding his right hand, drops of red blood falling onto his white lab coat.
"Stay out of the basement!" he bellowed in a voice they'd never heard before. Both kids shrank back, surprised to hear their father scream like that. He was usually so mild and soft-spoken. "Stay out of the basement!" he repeated, holding his bleeding hand. "Don't ever come down here. I'm warning you."